Welcome back, Weekend Warriors. Dirty Water. We'll get into why we're playing that song as it relates to surfing in Israel and Kobe Bryant, the Sandels. The lines are all lit up. I could play the sound bites, and I definitely want to talk about Kobe. But I also am a doctor, and I feel an obligation to the nation of Weekend Warriors. So let's get right into it. Stay on the line, Mitch, David, Chris. Let's go to Margaret in Inglewood. You're on with Dr. Clapper. How can I help?
Good morning.
Good morning, young lady. How are you?
Well, I could be better.
What do you do for a living, Margaret?
I'm a retired school administrator.
Oh, wow. God bless you. That's the most valuable position in our society is teaching. So thank you for all you did. Do you miss it, or are you happy to be retired?
I'm happy to be retired. I've been retired now for 11 years, so I'm happy.
And what do you do as a hobby? How do you keep yourself busy?
Well, right now I decided to go back, and I'm a member of the school board here in Inglewood.
There you go. Good for you.
I'm still giving back.
That's a dirty word, retired. Don't tell me. Don't tell Kobe about being retired. That guy was busier after basketball than he was during basketball.
Right, right.
How are you coping with Kobe's loss?
It's been hard.
Yep.
I've been looking at it every day, listening. Everywhere I go, I see Kobe's name. Mm-hmm. You know, every conversation ends up being about Kobe. Yep. Kobe. Yeah. All the time.
It's just so hard.
It's very hard.
And that's the value of this station. And Alan Sliwa and everybody at the station's been doing extra work to just comfort everybody. It's really been great.
Right.
All right, how can I help you?
Well, I just found out this weekend, 2 years ago on December 12th, my left knee started hurting, and I called you about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing physical therapy and everything, and the left knee got better.
Good.
And as I was walking down my steps 1 year to the date later, mm-hmm. the right knee popped.
The other knee?
The other knee.
Good. Okay.
I had an MRI, and they said that my meniscus was torn.
So, good. How old are you?
I'm 71.
So here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Don't have surgery. Unless you tell me.
That's what I was calling about.
Unless you tell me, Margaret, that your knee is stuck. It's locked. You can't straighten or bend it.
No.
Pain, I get. Swelling, I get. But I'm here to tell you, at your age, it's different. I should trademark the term, Margaret, ager-size, that you have to exercise differently based on your age. If you said to me, Dr. Clapper, I love flowers. I went into my backyard and I clipped 20 roses. Now I have a blister in my hand that's so, this is a Clapper vision, by the way. So you know what a Clapper vision is, right?
Yeah.
So I clipped 20 roses, and now I have the biggest blister in my palm. I can't even pick up a pencil. What should I do? And I would say, Margaret, do me a favor. Go into your backyard and clip 10 more roses. You go, and you'll say, what are you, crazy? I just got a blister. I can't even pick up a pencil. Why would I go and rub the blister by clipping more roses? Because you, Margaret, and I know that when you rub a blister, guess what happens? You get a callus. You don't heal the blister. You just get a callus. The callus doesn't hurt. The blister hurts. And a 71-year-old, if you let the surgeon remove your torn meniscus, then guess what you have? You got no meniscus. And God gave you a meniscus for a reason. Even if it's not a perfect one, as long as it's not stuck, that's different. And I do a lot of meniscus surgery, so it's not like I'm never operating on this. But there's a time and place for it. I would be the lone voice in your life to tell you, okay, I get it. It's torn. Margaret, it's a blister. Get in the pool. Half an hour. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Belly button, high water. Walk forwards. Walk backwards. There's a book I wrote with Linda Huey. Heal Your Knees. Get a copy. We give the money to the homeless. You need to get in the pool. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, ride a stationary bike. And I would even argue, I love physical therapists. Great. You don't need one. You just need to do this. The blister will become a callus. How long will it take? I don't care. Let it take 3 months or 4 months or 5 months. I promise you, you will be happier in the end than if you have surgery. How's that?
The pool was just delivered to my house on Monday, a therapy pool.
Good.
And I'm ready to go walk in it right now.
You listen, Jesus walked on top of the water. I want Margaret and Englewood to walk in the water. Only Jesus can walk on top of the water. Don't forget that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Listen, Margaret, I want you to do me a favor. I just help you. You're a total stranger. You go find a total stranger today. Do something nice for them. That's how you'll be thanking me.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right. He's been waiting forever. I got to take him before I tell more stories. We'll go to Mitch in New Jersey. You're on with Dr. Clapper. How can I help?
How you doing, Dr. Clapper?
How you doing, Mitch? How? It's a pleasure. You're calling all the way from New Jersey. What's the matter with you?
You're lucky you live out there, but it's okay. I got family here.
You got family here. Okay. Where in New Jersey are you?
East Windsor, New Jersey. Exit 8.
Exit 8. There you go. I remember reading in the paper the funniest story that the radiation for treatment in the hospitals, when this stuff is waste, there's no way to get rid of the radiation waste. So they struggled, the hospitals in New Jersey, to find someone who would take care of the radiation waste. So a company popped up and said, we'll take care of all of it for you. This is what we're going to charge you. They said, we'll pay you whatever you want. Just do something nobody else can do. And I read in the paper, the guy loaded all the stuff into big tankers, and he went up and down the freeway with the valve open in the middle of the night so no one should see it dumping all the stuff on the road. I'm going, oh, my God. Welcome to New Jersey.
Real nice.
Crazy. Crazy. What do you do for a living?
I work for FedEx, though.
Wow. In Memphis, right?
No, actually, I get the Cranberry route. I drive to Edison.
But that's where they're based, right? Isn't that the hub for FedEx? Like everything, all the packages have to go to Memphis, and then you go back out again or something like that?
Yeah, Memphis, Indianapolis. I think the West Coast hub, I think it's in L.A. I'm not sure.
How long have you worked for them?
31 years, last December.
31 years? So you're there from the beginning.
No, not from the beginning. No, I'm not that old. But I turned 58 the other day.
Are you going to retire soon?
Well, I hope I don't have to retire because of injury. I do like work.
Okay, keep
it
up.
I don't work all these hours, but my boss says if you don't if you like work, don't complain.
Exactly right. And, that's the secret. Now we just lost Kobe Bryant out here in Los Angeles. What did Kobe Bryant mean to you, Mitch, in New Jersey?
Well, he had a great attitude. I'm amazed how good of a father he's been. I'm amazed more of his post career.
Mm-hmm.
I was always a Shaq fan. I'm a Clipper fan. I was more of a Shaq. And James Worthy, and even was that Jerry West?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's at the Clippers.
But he's a tremendous athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they had that ground detection. I've been kind of reading quite a bit. The helicopter should have had ground. I mean, what is money?
Yeah.
Should have had the ground. The police helicopters were grounded.
Mm-hmm.
That the helicopter should have been grounded. But I know it's too late now.
It's too late now. All right, how can I help you, Mitch? Yeah. Talk to me.
Yeah, I got X-rays about a week ago. My right hip has been bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
You probably know what this is. I mean, I finally got hold of the doctor, and they say I have osteoporosis, arthritis in my right hip,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit in the left.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor recommends steroid shots.
No!
No?
No!
That's what I thought.
You better not do that. Have you ever listened to this show before?
On and off, yeah.
Do not let anybody stick a needle in your hip. Listen, I got no hair on top of my head. There's no shampoo that's going to grow the hair back on top of my head, despite what the hell they're saying, all right? The dentist still has to pull your tooth. You know of a dentist who can grow a new tooth? Forget about it. Don't let them tell you. Stay away. And cortisone can be very toxic to the articular cartilage. If you tell me you're getting married, your daughter's getting married, you're going to Italy for the first time, if there's an event in your life, then yeah, I'll let you get a shot to get you through the event. But as treatment, no, it's actually not good in the long run. So stay away from that. There are no easy answers here. I need you to get strong as you possibly can. There's a book I wrote with Linda Huey called Heal Your Hips. Get in the water. Do some exercises. And the day will come where you'll need new cartilage. The surgery we do nowadays is incredible compared to what we used to do. Tomorrow I'm going to be watching the Super Bowl with my good friend William Shatner. Remember Captain Kirk?
Yeah.
He's 89 years old. He calls in all the time. So this isn't a HIPAA violation. It may be a hip violation, but it's not a HIPAA violation because he's already told everybody I did his hip surgery. He went home the next day and rode his horse 3 weeks later. There's a lot of great things. It's called minimally invasive, the way to do the surgery. It's different than when we used to do it 30 years ago. You may need that operation, but you don't need it tomorrow. You have a job to do now. You're going to jump in and out of that truck. Your hip don't like it. But if you can improve the shock absorbers that surround your hip joint, and nothing is like being in the water. It's a weight-bearing joint. Well, as soon as you get in the pool, guess what happens? You're weightless. But it's hard to walk in the water. So you're fighting with your muscles. You're strengthening them in a way that you can't do on land. And finally, the very fact that the water is touching the skin gives a signal to your brain for position sense. The fancy word is called proprioception. And it's very comforting to the joint to rewire the feedback to the brain for position sense. And here's the beauty of it, Mitch in New Jersey. You're either going to win here by postponing the need for surgery altogether, or at least for a while, or you're going to win because you're going to say, all right, Dr. Clapper, I'm ready for surgery. And you have surgery. Your recovery from the surgery is going to be easier because you got yourself stronger ahead of time by being in the pool. There's a fancy word for this that we came up with called prehab, that you're rehabilitating before you have the procedure. There is no pill. There is no shot. It's life. The way to fight Father Time is in the pool. The fountain of youth is in the fountain. But if you need surgery, and you don't have to come to Los Angeles, you can do it in New Jersey. You can do it at Special Surgery in New York. I can tell you who to go to, who are the best guys out there. But either way, East Coast, West Coast, get in the water.
Do you recommend, I'm sure I'm taking calcium and vitamin D.
That's a bunch of crap also. This is not a problem with calcium. It's not a problem with vitamin D. This is a problem that your hip hurts, so you're limping. You don't put weight through it normally, and that's why you're getting osteoporosis. Get in the water. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, half an hour. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, ride a bike. Do the elliptical. Here's what I don't want you to do, Mitch. Don't do the treadmill. No lunges, no squats, no stair machines, no weights for your legs. Pool, bike, elliptical. That's it. Read the book and keep in touch with me. God bless you, Mitch, and thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot, doctor.
All right.
You have a nice week.
Hey, listen, I want you to do me a favor. I just helped you. You're a total stranger. Today, I want you to find a total stranger. Do something nice for them. That's how you'll be thanking me.
Right. Have compassion. You got it.
All right, good week. God bless you. All right, Warriors, I think we'll take a break. All right, coming back, first segment, I'm going to tell some stories. What Mamba mentality means to me, where I see it. I see it in the world of surfing. I see it in the man who has the Mamba mentality, who brought a single surfboard to Israel and changed the country forever. His name was Dorian Paskowitz. We'll get into it coming up next here on the Weekend Warriors Show. Welcome back, Weekend Warriors. Mary J. Blige, like a river, as I want to talk about water today, specifically surfing in Israel. Why would I want to talk about that after the passing of Kobe Bryant? I'm going to explain. Hang on the line, Gilbert, David, Chris. Oh, we have a special caller too, Nava's on the line. But first I want to set it up. What Kobe taught us all, and touched us all. Listen, operating on Will Chamberlain's hip made me a Laker fan in the 90s. But Kobe Bryant made me a Mamba fan and a season ticket holder for all these years. He was beyond the basketball to me. He was a force of nature. And I think that's why all of us feel so in touch with him. We were in touch with a force of nature. Don't tell him he can't do something. He's going to outwork you. Even with the God-given talents, he said, I still wanted to play like I was the 12th man on the bench every night. We hear all about load management. Kobe didn't. The only load management he wanted was give me more load. He put the whole team on his back. He told Powell to wear his big boy pants. He fought with Shaquille O'Neal. They actually almost got into a fist fight. How could you even think of that with Shaquille O'Neal? Because he was Kobe. He was a force of nature. In the first hour, I had two guys calling in from Israel, talking about their new invention, their gadget. And it made me think all week. It is a biblical thing when Kobe dies at age 41. He's just going to be young in our minds and our hearts forever. It's almost like a Greek god. He's immortal. As a young man, where he's never going to be with gray hair like Bill Russell or Julius Erving. The biblical nature to it, the force of nature. I knew these guys were going to call in from Israel. So I started to think about surfing in Israel. What a crazy idea. Who would have done such a thing? Who would have even thought to surf in Israel? Well, it was a man I got to know pretty well. He lived to be 93 years old, and his name was Dorian Paskowitz. And he was a force of nature, like Kobe. He had the Mamba mentality to first think of even bringing a surfboard to Israel many years ago. Now there's a million surfers in Israel because of him bringing that one surfboard. But he took it to the next level. He took it to the Kobe level, which is the Arabs and the Jews are just fighting. Maybe if I could get them to surf together, there'll be peace. This is a crazy idea. It's an idea that Kobe would have. An insurmountable problem that you can fix. Let's listen to Dorian Paskowitz.
I'm in Waikiki. I love to surf. I love to surf. I had brought a surfboard to Israel. Israel had developed from one surfboard 30,000 surfers and a $200 million a year business.
Well, now it's a million surfers.
That was ongoing. And I, you know, having my affection for the Arab culture, I came over and with boards, surfboards, now not for the Jews, but for the Arabs in Jaffa. And I left them with them. That was a natural thing, that if I gave surfboards to my Jewish Israeli friends, why not give them to my Arab Israeli friends, which I did. In fact, today I gave two more.
This is a Mamba mentality. Don't tell me that they hate each other. Don't tell me that they fight, that they want to kill each other. I'm going to solve world peace myself. Oh, my God. Listen to this story. He's fearless. You could shoot me if you want, but I'm going to give these boards to the Arabs in the Gaza Strip, and they're going to go in the Mediterranean Sea with the Jews, and they're going to surf together. Maybe they'll stop fighting.
When we try to get in today, they really gave us a zap. But in those days, I was invincible. When they said, no boards, no meeting with the guy, I just went ahead. I said, shoot me. And the guy that was there, Ellie, wonderful guy. He was a shomer, the security guard of settlements in Gaza. And he was the head of the ERIS. And I'd grab him and kiss him, and he'd say, no. And finally, I overcame him, and he brought the Arabs in, and we came in. Today, there was none of that.
We watched last night LeBron James and his relationship with Kobe, Damian Lillard. Quinn Cook could barely control himself. Kobe inspired all of these players. They didn't see Michael Jordan. Kobe was their Michael Jordan, this generation's Michael Jordan. Well, Dorian Paskowitz was the Kobe Bryant to Kelly Slater, to Makua Rothman, the greatest surfers of this generation. They look up to Dorian Paskowitz and his lifestyle and his love for surfing, just like all these players looked up to Kobe. So Dorian Paskowitz picks up the phone and calls Kelly Slater, the greatest surfer in the world, and says, you know what? Your heritage is Syrian. You're an Arab. Makua Rothman, your dad's Eddie Rothman. He's originally from Brooklyn. He's Jewish. You rode the biggest wave ever ridden by a human being. The two of you need to come to Israel, and we need to make something that shows people that maybe through surfing people can get along. Who thinks like this? This is the Mamba mentality in surfing.
From that came my desire to create a rapport between those guys in Gaza that wanted to surf. And my slogan was, if the Arabs and the Jews can surf together, they can live together. And then I got the world's greatest surfer. And I said, Kelly, go with me over there, will you? And it turned out the world's greatest surfer was an Arab. The world's greatest surfer is part Syrian.
And who else did he bring?
And then I got the Jew who rode the biggest wave in the world, 7 stories high, 70 feet. I got the two together, and I brought them over here, and that grew to that.
Because he thinks big. He doesn't have little thoughts. He has big thoughts, like peace in the Middle East. Better than the politicians, and certainly better than with a gun.
Now, what's going to happen from it? The Hamas, the Jews, the enemy of the Jews, the enemy of the Arabs. What will come of it? I don't know.
But he ain't going to stop trying. This is how you see the effect of a force of nature in life. It was Dorian Paskowitz. It's Kobe Bryant. And it gives us all the feeling like we can do it all, which is inspiring. What a special treat. Right now, calling in is Dorian Paskowitz's daughter. Oh, my God. Nava, thanks so much for calling.
Hello. Hello, Dr. Clapper.
Do you think it's a reach to compare your dad and his mentality to Kobe Bryant?
I think a bit of a reach.
At least you're honest. But your dad was a force of nature, right? Go tell him he can't do something.
He actually lived. He was a month before 95. I got to give him his full credit. He wasn't 93 when he passed.
Oh, my God.
And when he died, he was actually considered the oldest surfer in the world.
Oh, my God.
But I have to say, first and foremost, that he thought you were a hero.
Well, thank you.
And he adored you, and you helped him so much. I mean, the last years of his life, he was able to surf because you helped him so much with his hips. And he was in chronic pain his whole life, and he believed with all his heart in being in the warm water of Waikiki, and he would walk back and forth in the shallows of Waikiki.
Yep.
And I know that you and he hung out a lot in Waikiki.
Yep.
But going back to surfing in Israel, you know,
tell me the story, Nava. When did he bring the surfboard to Israel? What year was that?
Well, he went originally to make Aliyah. He wanted to be in the military. He wanted to join the army. It was 1956. And he went, and they turned him down. They said, "We don't need you. You've never had experience. What are you doing? You're American." And so his board was still in the Meches in Haifa.
Uh-huh.
And he got his board out just as the Egyptian war started.
Oh, my
because
God.
He, you know, it just happened to be when he was there. So instead of fighting, he ended up going up and down the coast of Israel and Tel Aviv, and he met this wonderful man who was the head lifeguard at the Tel Aviv,
the beach.
You know, the main beach there.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of the name all of a sudden, but he taught the head lifeguard to surf.
Wow.
And at that time they were doing stand-up paddle, which was called a chasika in Israel.
Huh.
And he taught Topsy Konsopolsky how to surf in 1956, and Topsy's children now run the biggest surf camps in the world, and Israel is, like you say, a million surfers strong, and the female surfer, Anat, is in the friggin' Olympics.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's the Mamba mentality. You saw the game last night. Every one of these players, they're big, strong, elite athletes tearfully talking about what Kobe meant to them. To be honest with you, those two young surfers that I had on at 7:15 calling in to talk about their new invention of how to clean a wetsuit called Bully, mm-hmm. which is a great idea.
Yeah.
But I said to them, you know who Dorian – yes, we know who Dorian – met Dorian. But he changed the world in so many ways, inspired so many people. How many people can pick up the phone and call Kelly Slater and Makua Rothman and say, come with me, let's go to Israel? Only your dad.
Absolutely. They adored him. They still adore him. Every time I see these guys, they treat me like I'm, you know, the princess because he was the king.
Yep, he was the king. He was so fun to hang around with. Todd Kamenson, probably the greatest surf teacher in Waikiki, introduced me to your dad. And there was the three Jews. Todd's from Brooklyn. I'm from Far Rockaway. And Dorian Paskowitz, three Jews on the beach in Waikiki. It was like seven more guys. We got a minion on the beach at Waikiki. It's unbelievable. Well, listen, it's great to hear.
He's a wonderful man, and he's in a lot of pain, though. You need to help him because He can barely walk.
Well,
God bless.
You know, he can get in the water, so it's kind of he can hide it. Listen, Nava, time is precious here on the radio. To be able to hear your voice
you,
and
Klepper,
put the name to the face.
You're wonderful, and what a great, great show, and I love you.
The feeling's mutual, Nava. And get in the pool. You know what to do.
I am. I'm going to get in the pool.
All right, young lady. Thanks so much for calling in. All right, Warriors, we'll take a break. The clinic will be open. The number's 877-710-ESPN. You're listening to the one and only Weekend Warriors show here on 710 ESPN. Just love hearing his voice. Welcome back, Weekend Warriors. This group is called the Chosen Surfers. The song is called Baklava. This week, a patient grateful from Bakersfield. They brought me a slice of chocolate cake from the best bakery in the world. And I've been all over the world, including the best bakeries in Italy and France. But the best bakery, if you like chocolate cake, is here in California. It's not in Southern California. It's in Bakersfield. And the bakery is called Sweet Surrender. And they brought a piece of chocolate cake, which I inhaled. Black chocolate cake. And the whitest icing. It's kind of like white marble on a black pedestal. And then they brought me a box of toffee. Coney Island, you know, you get that chewy toffee, breaks your teeth, pulls your fillings out. But this was not that sticky. This was delicious. And it's from Bakersfield. It's called Doers. Got caramel on the inside and this white toffee on the outside melts in your mouth. They gave me a whole box of it. I'm going, what am I going to do with a whole box of it? Thank you. I'm almost finished with it. Because I put it in the passenger seat of my car. This is what's deadly about In-N-Out burgers for me. I take it out. I put it in the passenger seat of my car. I swear to God, the bag starts talking to me. You know I'm sitting right next to you, it says. How could I smell any nicer? I think Chanel, the perfume company, should team up with an In-N-Out burger and have Chanel In-N-Out. What's that cologne you're wearing? It's a double-double. I think we're on to something. Chanel In-N-Out. Gutting you. That's all I got to say. All right, let's take some calls. The clinic's open, 877-710-ESPN. Let's go to David in Huntington Beach. You're on with Dr. Klepper. How can I help?
Good morning, sir.
How can I help you, young man?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had elbow surgery about a year ago on March 1st.
What kind of elbow surgery?
I should know the name of this, sir. It's the one where they shave your elbow because you had a pinched nerve for the golfer's elbow type, even though I don't golf.
Okay. You had a cubital tunnel. You had a ulnar collateral ligament. You had a golfer's elbow. So it's not a carpal tunnel. They release the ulnar nerve at your elbow. Very interesting. Okay. Are you better?
Well, I am much better. Like the pinched nerve part, I still have my strength back and so forth.
Good.
But it's still really sore in the elbow. Mm. And I saw a doc, and I got an MRI and an X-ray. And
Do you have the MRI in front of you?
I do not have it in front of me, sir.
So this is what I want you to do, David, in Huntington Beach. Next Saturday, I'm going to be on. You call in at 7:15 or 7:30, and you have the MRI report in front of you. And I will. You ever listen to this show, David?
Sir, I got an appointment with you in May for my knee.
Well, that's great. You know what Klepper Vision is?
Yes, sir.
So you read me next Saturday with the report of your MRI of your elbow in front of you, and I will tell you what the hell's the matter with you.
That's great. And I was a basketball player, sir. I just wore my body out is what I hear.
Yeah. So how are you handling Kobe Bryant's demise?
Ooh, you know, I was actually in a service, and the young man next to me, sir, he was 6'8". And we just looked at each other, and we actually talked afterwards. He's a senior at Oak Park High School, and I'm a teacher, and I'm going to go to his game, and we developed a kinship. you know, from being next to each other, because they announced it at the service. We heard it at the same time together.
Wow.
And he was a stranger to me, and now there's a connection there. And I'm a teacher. I do stuff to help kids. So he has a scholarship for college for basketball, and I'm talking to him about his grades. I'm going to go see one of his games. He's about 2 hours away, you know, 3 hours away from me, but we're going to make it happen.
You know, David, I can't think of anything better to honor Kobe's life than you finding a total stranger and going to his game and bonding with him. God bless you. Good for you, David. You made my day. Whatever you need from me, you got me. You get your MRI and I'll be happy to help you, and don't let them inject any needles in your elbow.
Oh, that's what he wanted to do, that PRP in my elbow.
Yeah, you stay the hell away from all needles going into your body right now, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, young man, I'll talk to you next week. You call in and have that report in front of you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless you, man.
All right. I appreciate it. All right. Let's keep going. Let's go to let's go to Chris in Studio City. You're on with Dr. Clapper. How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Clapper. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What do you do for a living?
Well, I work. I'm a producer. We've met. I work for George Schlatter.
Oh!
One of your patients.
From Laughing.
That's right. How are you?
Oh, good. I miss that guy. He's just...
We're coming to see you, actually. We'll be there this month.
All right.
See you.
Rowan and Martin's Laughing, produced by George Schlatter. God, did that bring joy to so many people in that time of in the country. Boy, we could use George Schlatter to make another TV show. Let me tell you something, Chris.
Yeah, we're in the midst right now. We're going to be doing something he did in the 80s. We're revising that.
Good
for
you.
It's very poignant. It's called Speak Up America.
Love it. All right, keep doing that. All right, how can I help you? What's up?
Well, it's my son, my 14-year-old. He has a supplication of his kneecap.
Yeah, subluxation, yes.
Subluxation of the kneecap.
Right.
He injured it on the baseball field over the summer.
Okay.
And it swole up like a grapefruit. We, of course, the first thing we thought of, get him in the pool. So he, weeks later, joined the water polo team at his high school, Crespi mm-hmm. High School, here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
He never played the game before. All of a sudden, he took to it, like, as you know, fish out of water. He was pretty incredible. And then they subsequently went on to win the CIF championship this year with him as the backup goalie.
As we say at Cedars, mazel tov.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, he's a baseball player, and he spent the 6 months waiting to get back to the field. This January 7th, he went to practice. His knee was good. He had no pain whatsoever. Again, out in the outfield, retrieving a ball, and it did it again.
Mm.
And it swole up even greater than the one in the summer.
Mm.
Of course, he was heartbroken. His coach and everyone was didn't know what to do. We took him back to the orthopedic surgeon. And to the kneecap specialist, actually, and they said, you know, it looks like it's good. They did a little X-ray. They moved it around and whatnot. The swelling was still there. He said, let's just wait for the swelling to come down. A week later, the swelling didn't come down, and his trainer at Crespi suggested that he might have the knee drained. So we talked about that to the doctor, and so we decided to go ahead and see if we could drain it. He went into the office, and as they were draining it, no synovial fluid came out, only blood.
All right, so tomorrow we're going to watch the Super Bowl, and we're going to see, probably according to Max Kellerman, the greatest talented quarterback that we've ever seen, which is a bold statement, but I love Max Kellerman to death, and he's allowed to say that because that's Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes actually dislocated his kneecap, and a week later he was back on the practice field. What's missing in the story here with your son is X-rays are great, but you need an MRI. And number two, you need to have a pediatric orthopedic surgeon that I trust. Obviously, treating him conservatively with therapy is what you want to do. You want to strengthen the portion of the quadriceps muscle called the VMO to keep it in place. But if that's something he's already done, and you have to respect it, he's still growing, he's 14, but the only person that's allowed to really pass eyes on your son is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, not a general orthopedic, a pediatric orthopedic, and someone who's used to dealing with this. And there's a particular structure that you need to write down, because this is what you're going to need to have looked at. And it's called the MPFL, the medial patellofemoral ligament, because that is the secret sauce here. Because if this is persisting despite conservative treatment, you need someone who's masterful at really putting that cable back into place. It's a ligament, but it is actually a subtle structure, different than the ACL or the MCL ligament in your knee. It actually helps stabilize. So you're ready for a clapper vision? This is the clapper vision for you and your son. His kneecap is like the head of a horse, and you're a horseback rider sitting on the saddle. You want to pull the horse to make a right turn? You pull on the leather strap called the reins in your right hand. You want the horse to turn to the left? You pull on the leather strap, the leather reins, to pull the horse, to schlep the horse's head to the left. You pull on that leather rein, he turns to the left. But while you're going straight, you have to hold on the left and the right leather strap, the reins. I'm a Jew from Far Rockaway. I have no idea about horseback riding. But anyway, this is keeping the horse's head straight. This is what your kneecap is. The horse's head is the kneecap. And the leather straps on either side, you've ripped, your son has torn and stretched out and damaged, not both leather straps, unfortunately, just one. So you can only turn the horse's head to the left. You can't turn it to the right because the leather strap on the right has been damaged. And the MPFL is that leather strap on the right, for example, and that needs to be addressed. You can't just sew it up. You actually sometimes need to graft it. There's a guy at Curl and Job who I really appreciate. His name is Carlos Uquiles. U-Q-U-I-L-E-S. I hope I'm not misspelling it. But he is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon, and he knows a lot about the MPFL. You call him, tell him Dr. Clapper sent you, go get an opinion, all right?
Absolutely. And the blood in there is just that from that.
Yes, it ripped, it tore. It's not a fracture. It's coming from ripping the MPFL. So go ahead and get that handled. Do not let them inject cortisone or any other needles in that knee of your son. Please, go get an opinion, take those studies with you, and tell him Dr. Clapper sent you.
Okay, George and I will see you in a couple of weeks.
Can't wait, Chris. Thanks so much. God bless you. All right, Warriors, we'll take a break. We'll continue a little bit in the clinic, and then I'm going to tell you what I have for you next week. Chris Paul tore his thumb. Mike Trout tore his thumb. Drew Brees tore his thumb. And Steph Curry broke his hand. You know what they all have in common? They have in common the surgeon that I'm going to have on next Saturday. He's the man you go to, whether you're a weekend warrior or a warrior. Steve Shin, can't wait. We'll get into it, though. I'm going to explain more. The number is 877-710-ESPN. Thanks for listening to the one and only Weekend Warriors show here on 710 ESPN. Welcome back, Weekend Warriors. I only have a couple of minutes left before next week, I guess. Ed in San Diego, you're on with Dr. Clapper. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Clapper. I have had a neck problem. I'm a hardcore surfer.
Good.
My whole life. And for the past 2 years, I haven't been able to really surf because I can't paddle, can't put my wetsuit on. I've had two MRIs. Coincidentally, you're actually doing a hip surgery on my friend Brad Lander, my high school friend.
Oh, wow.
Big Canadian Jewish guy, like Jewish guy like me. Mm. Anyway, so I'm...
I want you to do me a favor. Take your MRI and get in your car and drive. Not to Las Vegas, not to New York. So it's a shorter drive than that. But I know it's a long drive from San Diego. And drive once to my favorite surfer neck problem physical therapist. He's going to be different than everyone else you saw. He's in Pasadena, and it's called Warrior Physical Therapy. His name is Martin. Okay. Do me a favor. Schlep from San Diego to Pasadena. There's a great place called Pie and Burgers. There's a museum called the Norton Simon Museum. Make a whole day of it. But meet Martin, Warrior Physical Therapy. If anybody can help you, because let me tell you something, Ed, he helped me a lot. So that's what you need to do.
Do you think surgery is...
I'm just telling you what to do. Don't argue with me. get in the car, bring your studies, schlep all the way to Pasadena. Then after you meet with him, a month later, you call me and go, Dr. Clapper, I'm naming my next grandchild after you. That's how happy you're going to be. All right, Ed?
Hey, Ed. All right. Take care, brother.
Okay, young man. Same to you. Warriors, next week. Oh, I just love, we have an artist, we have a surgeon, we got an athlete. Where else can we do this except on this show? You think you love the show. I love the show. That's why it works. And thanks for telling all your friends. Until next Saturday, I'll see you on the radio. Right now, I leave you with Volare. Cantare. Oh.